your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846 4CA.
Now, to matters electoral. Of course, it's only, 6 months and a bit to the state election. And hasn't there been a pointer out there at Ipswich? Have a listen to this. It's across pages 6 and 7, Courier Mail today. Under the heading, By Election, How Saturday Stunned Labor. A post-mortem will be launched into Labor's devastating by-election defeat, as Premier Stephen Miles pledged to work overtime in an attempt to avoid a political bloodbath in October. Now, the LNP's claimed Labor's heartland seat of Ipswich West for its candidate, Darren Zanno, with a two-party result of 53-46% over former Palaszczuk government staffer Wendy Byrne. In Inala, Labor's Margie Nightingale beat the LNP's Trang Yen with a 57-42 two-party vote, despite a brutal 29% swing away from the government's primary vote. A victorious opposition leader, David Crisafulli, yesterday morning declared the by-election results indicated the looming end of Labor's 9-year reign over Queensland amid major cost of living and crime issues. Do you know, everyone was expecting, yes, there was going to be a swing, but I don't think many pollsters actually tipped such a big swing. Of course, in matters like this, I turn to the Associate Professor in Politics and Journalism at Griffith University. Dr. Paul Williams is on the line. Paul, good morning.
Hi, John.
Did this, the extent of this swing, surprise even you?
Yeah, absolutely. I knew there'd be a big swings in both seats, double digits, in fact, but the fact that we're looking at, you know, nearly 20% after preferences in each, and as I say, nearly 30% in Inala on primary vote, you know, the safest Labor seat in the state is now only fairly safe and just fairly safe, almost marginal. Says that Labor has an image problem. The Labor brand is damaged, and not just damaged in the northern and far northern regions, but it's damaged in the southeast as well. You couple that with the Brisbane City Council elections on the weekend, largest local government authority in Australia. The LNP is a 20-year-old government in Brisbane, and its vote was static at the council vote and mayoral vote. And the Labor vote was patchy across the ward, some swings to Labor, but some swings against Labor in the wards. And they were swinging against the Labor candidate, despite not holding the office for 20 years. And the Green vote has grown in Brisbane yet again, and that vote has come off the Labor Party, not off the LNP. And of course, there's last week's poll, 7% swing in the news poll towards Crisafulli and the LNP for the state election. You put those three things together, it's unmistakable. The Labor brand is damaged, and it's on the nose at local and state level.
Do we talk about specific factors here that are the reason? I mean, we've talked cost of living, talked about crime, etc., but there's also the issue, some seemingly, historically, just in power too long, time for a change. Would that have contributed as well?
I'm always wary of its time factors. We throw around its time factors a lot. But its time is really just a shorthand for other factors that we sort of draw a circle around other factors that perhaps might look at government look tired, unresponsive, reflecting on itself. Voters don't like it when governments start talking about themselves. The leadership transition, even though the leadership had to change, voters don't like it because it looks like political parties are just obsessed with themselves and not the issues at hand. So I don't really think there is an its time factor because, I mean, the government was 6 years old in 2020, nearly 7 years old, and they got a swing to them then. So how long is too long, I suppose? How long is the piece of electoral string? But no, it really is cost of living. Cost of living is enough to kill any government in Australia. Even though inflation is coming down, we're not seeing much relief at the supermarket. And that's where voters know how life is tough. And then, of course, crime. You know, we're seeing, you know, real statistics being published that shows that the gross number of offences is increasing. Rates of recidivism among youth is increasing. Police are having trouble with recruitment. So these are problems on the ground that voters are living with lived experience. And there's things like hospital ramping, cost blowout of infrastructure in southeast Queensland. There's a whole range of issues that the Labor Party has been confronted with. And the general perception of the electorate is that the Labor government's not doing enough to address them. Mm. If you dig into the detail, there are some things that Labor is doing, but it doesn't matter what Labor's doing. If the perception is they're not doing enough, that's what's going to kick them. Mm. And also in the LNP side, you've got, you know, since the three leaders that the LNP has had since Campbell Newman, clearly David Crisafulli is the best. Mm. You know, he's softly spoken, he's moderate, he's reasonable, and he's on the nightly news. So he's really doing the best job that an LNP leader can do. You put all those things together, and, you know, of course the Labor's going to face an uphill battle.
Mm. If Miles has got, what is it, 6 and a bit months to sort these matters out, it's a gargantuous task, isn't it? Could he do it in 6.5 months, do you believe?
Up until last weekend's results, John, and last week's news poll, I would have said it's possible. And I was still calling a hung parliament, possibly with the LNP getting more seats than Labor and therefore in a position to form government, albeit minority government. Now, last week's news poll and the weekend's by-election results and Brisbane's Labor's poor result across Brisbane suggest that Labor is headed for a solid defeat. Mm-hmm. Not a Campbell-Newman-style wipeout, yes, in 2012, but nonetheless a solid defeat. And the LNP will be in a position, mm-hmm, if their election held this Saturday, the LNP would form government, a comfortable, not a huge majority, but a comfortable majority in the low 50s. Mm-hmm. And Labor would drop back to the low 30s. And of course, they're going to lose a couple of seats to the Greens as well, which is going to make things worse for Labor. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't see anything on the horizon that's going to mitigate that swing. Again, the polls are telling us it's going to be a 7% movement, and therefore, with the LNP picking up maybe, say, close to 20 seats, it probably will be a bit closer than that come October. The polls will narrow, so the swing might be 5% or 6%, but clearly not enough. So I really can't see anything that Stephen Miles and Labor can do to mitigate this. They seem to be throwing a lot at law and order and health and cost of living, even if it's only rhetorically, but it's not biting. And I think the electorate was giving Stephen Miles the benefit of the doubt over Christmas, because we saw one poll that came out and it was 50, the two-party preferred was 50-50, a tie. Okay. But in the last couple of months, it seems the electorate has made up its mind and thought, no, Stephen Miles, he's had a go, but things haven't improved. And I think the electorate from this point has stopped listening, and I don't think there's anything Labor can do. Even if it's a generous budget, I think Labor is done and dusted.
Paul, I listen to both sides. Neither of them has got a policy on the crime that we endure out here in the regions. They just don't want to go that far of fundamentally introducing someone that is going to be obviously sensitive. It'll be removing these children from the towns and cities that they're terrorising would seem to be picking on one particular cohort, and they're terrified of doing that. So I don't know where either side's going to go, if indeed they're genuinely going to address the crime situation, this nightmare we're enduring out here.
That's a really good point you raised, John. And this is something I've sort of made comment before, that I'm hearing a lot of complaints, not just from Labor voters, but I'm hearing it from journalists and I'm hearing it from LNP voters, that the LNP, of course, every opposition wants to be policy-like going into an election these days. Every opposition wants to be a small target. But I'm hearing increasingly criticisms from across the board that this LNP opposition is just too policy-like.
Yeah.
It's just too small a target. And even LNP voters, or perhaps especially LNP voters, are saying, what are you going to do? And youth crime is one. Another one is the future of coal royalties. But, you know, what will an LNP government do with Labor's massive hike in coal royalties? Mm. You know, there's a lot of big picture detail that's missing. And it really is incumbent on the LNP to release that. And they assure us they will. But I suspect that they won't. I suspect that the LNP is going to be the smallest small target opposition we've probably ever seen. And that worries me. You know, I think voters deserve, you know, the devil is always in the detail, and we need the detail.
Just before you go, I know there's a cue to talk to you today. Just quickly, you say here the mood for change sweeping through regional Queensland with the local government elections, voters punishing several incumbent mayors in major cities. Now, the long-time mayor of Townsville, who, by the way, has recently stepped into that never-go place called crime, and, you know, the crime is always, oh, it's nothing to do with local government. Well, she said, yes, it is. Townsville is under siege. I'm the community leader, so I'll step out there and say we've got to do something about this crime. Well, she's battling to save her political career if it's not already gone.
Yeah, look, I was surprised that Jenny Hill is in trouble.
Yes.
I'm surprised that Jack Dempsey has got such a poor vote in Bundaberg, and a number of other regional councils and councillors have been booted. And it'd be very easy for us to say, oh, it's just an anti-incumbency thing. But that doesn't explain Brisbane. Lord Mayor Schrinner got back. The Gold Coast, Tom Tate got back easily. Ipswich and so on. But I think you're quite right. The hotspots, the crime hotspots and cost of living hotspots, I think voters are particularly angry. There's a tendency to kick the incumbent, whether they're responsible for the local issues or not. I'm sure there's voters in Townsville who think Jenny Hill is personally responsible for cost of living and crime. Mm. And they've kicked the incumbent, you know. And then what's more, they're after the first, they kicked the first cab off the rank. Mm. And in this case, the first cab off the rank is the local government. Mm. And the next cab off the rank is the state election, which is why if there's going to be a federal election, I suspect that an early federal election, I suspect Anthony Albanese will wait until Queensland voters have vented their spleen in October, yes. And then there might be one in November, December. So that's always an open possibility.
We've got a Labor stronghold up here, as you know, at the state level. Can you see anybody looking shaky up here?
I think any MP north of Caboolture, north of Mango Hill, where Stephen Miles hails from, is in trouble. I think the three Townsville seats are gone for Labor. I really do. I can't see. When the swing is on, Townsville can swing pretty violently against Labor, and it's very hard to form government if you don't hold those three seats. I think Cairns is probably going to hang on. It's only been lost once, and that was during the Campbell Newman years. Mm. But seats like Barron River would be at risk for Labor. Seats like Cork, obviously Rockhampton won't go. But the Sunshine Coast seats, Palmerstone and Caloundra, which they more or less fluked at the last election, they'll go back to the LNP. And then because we saw such a pretty poor a Labor primary vote in the council elections, there's going to be some Brisbane seats at risk. And, you know, Brisbane's a Labor town. So some middle-class seats will be lost back to the LNP across Brisbane. So this is... You know, up until a week ago, I couldn't see a pathway to majority government, but now I can. You know, Labor's going to lose seats in Brisbane and in the regions. It's pretty grim for the government.
This has been a very comprehensive update. Really appreciate it. Thanks, Paul.
My pleasure.
Well, weren't there a few little zingers there, surprises there? Dr. Paul Williams, the Associate Professor in Politics and Journalism at Griffith University.